There were 62 items in large crates on board the plane that landed on Saturday morning. Many native leaders, as well as those involved in the repatriation efforts, were on hand. Some bowed as the crates were lowered onto the tarmac. For most, the objects on board were more than simply artifacts. One of those present was the National Chief of the Assembly of First Nations, Cindy Woodhouse-Nepenack.
This is an important and emotional moment for many First Nations across this country. I hope it will also be an important moment for all Canadians to consider the history and the future of this country. Reconciliation isn't one stop here. Reconciliation is every single day doing this work.
Indigenous leaders in Canada have been calling for years on the Vatican to repatriate the artifacts in its collection. They met with Pope Francis in Rome in 2022 to talk about the legacy of the residential schools. At the time, they were also given a private viewing of some of the objects held by the church. They included embroidered gloves, a kayak, and a sling for carrying a baby. Some Indigenous leaders say it's not about bringing home objects or artifacts, but about bringing home memories, bringing home the dignity and power that was taken from their ancestors. The artifacts will not be available for public viewing until sometime early next year. Nepenack also says there are more artifacts in the Vatican Museum, so the work to repatriate them will continue. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.